It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Short-term rentals, you know, those vacation rentals on apps such as Airbnb and HomeAway. Cities and the state of Texas have struggled with how to deal with what are called STRs for years. A few bills in the current legislative session are trying to clear up some of those rules. And with more about that, here's KUT's Andrew Weber. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Andrew, so first of all, why are state lawmakers proposing a couple of bills aimed at STRs?
Two reasons, property rights and sort of the rights of neighbors around these sort of vacation rentals. On the one hand, you have folks who say these places have become sort of party houses and that there's no sort of recourse if, you know, they want to complain, and there's no sort of statewide overview of how to regulate that. And on the other hand, you have folks who invest in properties and rent them out. And some folks live in the property, some folks do not. And there's no sort of codified, sort of cemented structure for how that works in state law.
And in both of those examples, you said statewide. I think we mostly are familiar with how cities, such as the city of Austin, have gone about addressing STRs, but this would be trying to do it at the state level.
Right. So there are a couple bills in the House and Senate. They're identical bills, they're companions, that would define short-term rental as a property that is owned by somebody who can either, the property owner can either live there or they can live somewhere else. They can have a homestead, if you will, somewhere else. And Austin's regulations do not allow for that. They're called Type 2 short-term rentals, and they're also called Type 2 in San Antonio as well. San Antonio has a different system of regulating these. They can exist, I believe it's 12.5% in a single city block. So, you know, 1 in 10 houses on a city block can be a non-owner occupied. So somebody else rents out the house, they don't live there. Whereas Austin has banned these kinds of so-called Type 2 short-term rentals.
Another sort of slice of the discussion is always, of course, going to be about money. Tell us a little bit about the proposals that deal with taxing these or collecting that hotel occupancy tax.
Right. The tax at the state level is already collected through these sites like Airbnb or these apps like Airbnb and HomeAway. That's a 6% tax, whereas cities, Austin taxes 9% for each listing. But the city has to collect that. And so a couple of bills would have a statewide system that would the comptroller would, as it has already done with the state, do that for the cities as well. So that would fold that into any listing whatsoever.
And Andrew, I'm wondering, you know, we're talking about houses and neighborhoods in Texas. I can't help but think, how do STRs interact with another acronym, HOAs?
Not well. It can get contentious sometimes. There was a case from 2014 of a San Antonio property owner who was renting out a house. He had needed to move to Houston unexpectedly, but still kept the house in San Antonio, rented it out, and was found to be in violation by his homeowners association that said, hey, you can't do that because you're doing this for commercial reasons, not for residential reasons. That case went to the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court decided, well, there's really no framework for this. It's, you know, these folks are renting this house in a residential manner. They're not, you know, opening up a bar or something or like a food trailer. It's just these people staying in a house. So there's a bill that in the House that would say that homeowners associations can restrict short-term rentals.
So what happens next with this collection of bills? There's about roughly 2 months left in the current legislative session.
So all of these have been assigned to committee. So they will go up to committee, and then that's, you know, where I imagine a lot of heated testimony will take place, and they will go on from there, either to the House or to the Senate, and then vice versa.
Andrew, do you have a sense of sort of the appetite of the state legislature to take on any of this in this session?
It seems like they're kind of ready to just nail this down. This is something that has been sort of a controversy since like 2014 around then. Last session, there were a handful of bills that were pretty aggressive on nailing this down and having that sort of uniform structure on a statewide basis.
KUT's Andrew Weber, thanks for your time and discussion this morning, Andrew.
Thank you.
You can keep up with legislation about short-term rentals and other Texas legislative news at KUT.org.